So continuing with our sort of that was the week that was, look at the big story, looking at the big stories of this week. We looked at the economy there a moment ago, but I was thinking about the situation in London that unfolded on the weekend and has continued all through the week. And I thought to myself at one point in the afternoon, when was the last time we talked with Paddy O'Connell? Of course, the presenter of Broadcasting House, the program on the BBC Radio 4. It's a Sunday morning news program. And of course, Paddy is someone with key insights on Britain. And one of the last times I spoke with Paddy O'Connell was during this.
We're very patriotic. We love our royal family.
Everybody's in, you know, high spirits and enjoying the occasion.
Everybody's sharing everything, you know. Have a cup of tea with me, have a glass of wine.
So from the royal wedding back in April to this.
Riot started 7 and 8 o'clock, and the police chopper didn't come to about 12, so you can imagine how much damage they've caused.
So those two images seem to say it all to me. Anyway, Paddy O'Connell, good morning.
Hello, John.
You know, the question I want to ask you is, are those images of the royals on the one hand, the royal wedding and all the people that watched and witnessed it, and the riots on the other, are they just opposite images? Are they unrelated images? Or, in a sense, are they the same image?
Well, I'm afraid for an island people, they've got to be all part of the same culture, and that's caused us shock. Now, you've raised two very contrasting images. In fact, on that day, on the royal wedding day, one policeman walked in front of thousands of people in front of Buckingham Palace at the speed he wanted all of those thousands of people to follow him. And in the events of the last few nights in English cities, thousands and thousands of people were rioting and the police at times were retreating. So the images for me have become the brick and the broom. Because in this country that I love, people have picked up bricks, but thousands have come back and have picked up brooms to clean up and try and clean up the mess in society as well as on the streets.
Well, let's talk about that in a moment. I mean, the way in which those images of the royal wedding and the riots are related comes from some of the talk from British politicians suggesting that there's a huge income disparity. And of course, you can see it in the royal wedding picture. I mean, there's the royals and then there's everybody else. But there's also this sense of violence and criminality that Prime Minister David Cameron talked about. I'm wondering if you think that this income disparity is driving all of this, or if it is just a criminality, an anomaly, a weird sort of eruption that took place over the course of the week.
Well, in my country, I've seen that fault line. You've completely identified the fault line that's opened up. Do you condemn these people as criminals and punish them at once, or do you punish them and then seek to understand the cause? That's roughly speaking where the argument's reached. The Prime Minister argues these are criminals and they were allowed to riot for too long by police failure. And there are other commentators who say we must face up to an ugly truth in our society. There was greed of the bankers in America and here in the United Kingdom. There was greed by our electric politicians who were trapped with their fingers in the cash register when they took expenses for which they were not entitled. And yes, there is greed by teenagers on the streets who've stolen stereos. And those arguments, John, are raging in my country like I cannot recall.
You know, the emotion you can hear in the voices of BBC presenters such as yourself. We're speaking with Paddy O'Connell, who's the presenter of Broadcasting House. That's BBC Radio 4's Sunday morning news program. And I heard, actually, you know, just the other morning, listening to the BBC, one of your colleagues, in commenting about why there was no rioting on that particular night, you know, speculated, well, they're probably at home watching their new flat-screen TVs or playing with their PlayStations, which seemed to be an extraordinary sort of emotional, you know, volunteering a personal detail that you don't often hear from the Beeb. It's put everyone on edge.
Yes, it has put everyone on edge. And one of the most eloquent people to speak in this whole meltdown has been a man called Tariq Jahan. Now, his son was killed when a car was driven at him in Birmingham. And he said, step forward if you want to lose your sons, or stay at home and sort it out if you don't. And that is a man at the most critical time in any father's life, appealing for people to use their brains and not bricks ripped from the streets. And I think that is kind of where we've reached. We are at a position of reinventing the argument about what our country is. Because yes, John, as you said at the beginning, it is thousands of people peacefully enjoying a royal wedding, and I might add, of all races and income distributions who enjoyed that. And it is people who feel they have no stake, and they live cheek by jowl with the wealthy as well. Mm. So you've got, you know, but the argument is, do we condemn them and punish them and just treat them as criminals, or do we look strongly in the mirror?
One of the most powerful conversations that we had on this program took place yesterday when we talked to this fellow who had started a social networking site to help rebuild a furniture store.
Yep,
and
Williams
I asked him, it was amazing. I asked him straight up, but what do you think of the politicians suggesting that British society is sick? And he came straight back and said, there's pockets of sickness, but we are not sick. That idea of sickness, talk about it for a moment.
Well, I think the idea is, I'll give you a few of the sick incidents. One man was mugged. Then as he was being picked up and helped, he was mugged again. Someone went behind him and stole something out of his backpack. A man has died overnight who tried to stamp out flames that had been deliberately set, and the gang set upon him, and he's now died. That's clearly sick. A business run by a man in his 80s, a barber shop in Hackney, his business was trashed. So these incidents are sick. But in calling our whole society sick, the barber has now been offered thousands of pounds and the click meter goes up on a website designed to get his business going back up again. Then there's also guys trying to do great things for the guy who was mugged. And there's this whole reaction, it's referred to as the broom army. People who are saying, OK, you want to know who we are? You've poked us and we'll tell you. Now, often we've relied on Americans to be a barometer. It, certainly in the war, Americans told British people who they were. And I think you probably do need to tell me, where do you think the balance is? Yes, we've got thousands of teenagers, but there's a kickback. And guess who's going to win? Watch who's going to win.
Well, we're feeling it, that kickback. Paddy O'Connell, the presenter of Broadcasting House, the BBC Radio 4 Sunday morning news program. Have a great weekend, Paddy.
Thanks, John.